So you have seen, do not start a project without thinking through what the end product will be, what will be the end. And when you do so, you must ask yourself what Moses what God is telling Moses, you'll worship me. Can you see yourself excited before God that what has happened is bringing glory to God? If what the final result is cannot be honoring to God, in other words, you cannot worship me on this mountain, I think you need to be very suspicious. You need to review whatever that you are calling is. God cannot call you in order to dishonor his name. All that you use you in, it may be difficult, it may be impossible, it may be challenging, that's given. But the final product is that it will bring honor and glory to him. Isn't that the message of Romans 8:28? That all things, you are God's project. So all things that will happen to you, what will be the final result? They will be for your good. Bad ones, good ones, will bring good. So in the same way, you need to assess the final product of where you wanted to get your people. Once your team has accomplished what you are trying to accomplish, will it be just self-glory, or will it bring glory to God? Will it just make you like the Tower of Babel? Ah, look how great we are. We are reaching to God. So therefore, the glory will go to the humans that have built the tower. Ah, God said, this can't happen. I know they are united. And once they are united, they could accomplish it. He just gave them different languages. And they went their different ways. So what do you think will be the final product if you do what you feel called to do?